Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 39, and following that, we'll sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 39. My holiness is my salvation. If guilt is hell, what is its opposite? The hesitation you may feel in answering is not due to the ambiguity of the question. But do you believe guilt is hell? If you did, you see at once how simple and direct the text is, and you would not need a workbook at all. No one needs practice to gain what is already his. We have already said that your holiness is the truth of who you are. Your non-judgmental awareness is the salvation of the world. What about your own salvation? You cannot see yourself as guilty without seeing the world as guilty too. You cannot give what you do not have. And so your salvation is crucial to the salvation of the world. He says your holiness is the answer to every question that ever was asked, is being asked now, or will be asked in the future. Your holiness, the truth of who you are, means the end of guilt and therefore the end of hell. Your holiness is the salvation of the world and your own. How could you, to whom your holiness belongs, be excluded from it? God does not know unholiness. Can it be that he does not know his Son? And in the exercise, he asks us to search our minds for unholy thoughts in whatever form they may appear, like in uneasiness or depression or anger or fear or worry or attack or insecurity, whatever form they take. Therefore, the unloving and therefore fearful thoughts, and so it is from them that we need to be saved. My unloving thoughts about blank are keeping me in hell. My holiness, the truth of who I am, is my salvation. As I contemplate this lesson, I ask, do I truly believe that guilt is hell? My mind wants to agree immediately with that statement, but my heart is telling me there is something to look at here. It's telling me to be aware of my emotions, what I am feeling. When any of these emotions come up, these feelings of uneasiness, depression, loneliness, anger, fear, worry, insecurities, so on and so on. He's asking me to look carefully when those feelings arise and see what the thought is. Do I believe that the thoughts associated with those feelings are helping me, benefiting me? Do I believe they are protecting me? I need to look at them honestly and see that they are not anything but another form of hell, another form of not remembering who I am in truth. I am as God created me. I am non-judgmental awareness. When I have those kinds of emotions, I have slipped back into forgetting who I am. Help me, Father, to become aware of when I am thinking guilt is something other than hell. Help me to remember in the truth of who I am, there is no guilt. None of these feelings and thoughts I have any bearing. They are not true. Whenever doubts come into the mind, help me to see the truth of who I am. That I am as you created me. Help me to see that these thoughts and feelings, they aren't really me. I am the one watching them. I am the one in awareness of them. I can choose to allow myself to buy into them or let them pass through untouched. And remain focused on my truth. Help me, Father, to remember that guilt is hell and my holiness is my salvation. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we take a few breaths and become comfortable in our seat. We are attempting to connect with our salvation. We come into awareness by watching the breath, breathing in and breathing out. Watching the breath. Watching the body being breathed. Not trying to control the breath in any way, just being the observer of it. Watching the breath. Watch as the lungs expand and the lungs empty. Not using the thinking mind, but only being the observer of, the awareness of it. Watching the breath. The lungs expand, the lungs empty, not using the thinking mind, the mind is quiet, it's not needed for this, watching the lungs expand and then empty. Thank you. Notice the transition point when the lung is full, and then the transition to emptying. The transition point of when the lungs are emptied to when they start to fill. Just watching with no thoughts. Continue to observe this. Without using the mind, but instead feeling the answer. Who is aware of the body being breathed? I am. Feel I am. Stay with this feeling of I am. Relaxing into I am. Letting it be. Relaxing into I am. Sitting here in I am and not going into the mind. If a thought comes up to distract you, or if you become aware that your mind has wandered back into thought, return to observing the breath and feel into the I am. You may be able to slip effortlessly into the feeling of I am, or you may need to return to the awareness of breath and guide yourself back into the feeling of I am. However it goes, continue to use attention to return back to the I am feeling, the experience of the truth of us. This our salvation. Thank you for joining with me in experiencing our holiness is our salvation. Namaste.